The Osgood Files, sponsored by LifeLock, not only guarding your identity, your good name, and credit, but also monitoring bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that does that. Find out more at LifeLock.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We don't know yet whether President Obama's decision to arm the rebels in Syria will finally bring the fall of the Syrian government, but it sure got the attention of the oil markets. Prices hit a four-month high on Friday. And that's bound to put even more pressure on the president to approve the Keystone XL oil pipeline project, a project which means big changes for small towns like Glasgow, Montana.
We're so close to the edge of the earth you can see it from here.
More after this from Charlie. Glasgow, Montana, population 3,200, is the first town along the route of the latest phase of the Keystone oil pipeline, the Keystone XL, which will carry crude oil from Canada's oil sands and Montana's huge Bakken reserves to refineries on the Gulf Coast. The oil is expensive to pull out of the ground, but it has the distinct advantage of not being from the Middle East. Glasgow's Mayor Dan Carney is a big fan.
Everything helps.
He's referring, of course, to the tax revenues. The pipeline will pay more than $80 million in taxes a year, mostly to the six counties along the pipeline's route. But there are doubters, too, like Chad Taylor. The pipeline cuts right through his ranch.
The fuel that's made in Texas probably ain't going to stay in the United States. It's going to be sold to the highest bidder. How is this going to benefit me as an American?
And if there's a spill?
If this thing breaks up here, it's going to the Missouri River. They can't shut it off fast enough.
But TransCanada is assuring him and everyone else along the route that this is the safest pipeline ever built. And given the never-ending crises in the Middle East, it won't be the last. So love it or hate it, the folks in Montana might as well get used to it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.